No, you know what this is over here, right here?
What?
Yeah. It's receipt for a medium combo at Wendy's. Lynn, the cashier, took this. And a large combo bacon deluxe.
Why?
That's two lunches.
Why did you spit out your gum on that like that?
Because I didn't want to put it directly onto the table. But then I noticed...
No, but why didn't you just take it out of your mouth and wrap it in a piece of paper? Why did you hover your face over a receipt on the table that we do our show at?
You're right. I baby birded it
and
onto the...
eject the gum from your mouth. That's gross.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the receipt. It's for Wendy's. I got one combo, two combos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's three people at the time this was purchased going to be hanging out around lunchtime.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so here we go.
A couple weeks ago, welcome to Mare Wanderers. I'm Mike. There's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. There's Mike.
A couple weeks ago, prick, I'm on the way to help you at an event, Mr. Random, right?
Yes.
And I get this text from you. What did you text me on the way?
Hey, man, do you think you could just pull off someplace and get me a McDonald's or something?
To which I said?
Sure, no problem, buddy.
And then I did that exact thing.
Exactly. You did.
So now I look at this receipt onto which I expelled my gum.
Uh-huh.
And I see two combos. Uh-huh. One that would feed a mountain, which is good because the person who consumed it basically is a mountain.
Yeah.
And the other one, a single with cheese. I mean, you might as well have ordered two singles with cheese and I would have had half a lunch with you.
Uh-huh.
But you consistently don't buy me anything to eat.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
I forgot.
Yeah.
That's the best I got.
How is it that you...
I'm selfish?
Thank you.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
All right.
So the conversation's over. That's all I have to do from now on.
Yeah,
I just have to say I'm selfish.
Yeah.
And every conversation is over.
Yeah, it's good.
So every dispute that we have, right? No matter how
you
it's
say,
concluded, I say, I'm selfish.
Boom. It's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, by the way, ladies, that's how guys do it.
No.
It's done, you see?
It's funny because it's true.
It's done.
Okay, got
Guess
it.
What?
Got it. Sorry, I'm going to be selfish.
You know what that is? That's a receipt. I know the garbage ain't open, but magically this is going to make its way across the room and into the garbage.
Yes.
Oh, well, close enough.
Yeah. Now you're going to make me pick up your gum because I didn't buy you lunch.
Hey, a couple things I wanted to point out. First of all, you and I listened to a podcast earlier today that I really enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
And I know you did too. I was on it, but yes. I mean, I enjoyed listening to it, which is rare.
Yes, it was very funny.
And we should shout out Nikki, who's not here. He's being replaced at the third mic by the mountain we mentioned earlier. The Awakener will join us in a little bit because he has a theory and he's on fire with some discussion about QAnon that we've talked about on this show before. You guys are the conspiracy theorists, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But our other third mic guy, Nikki... Hey, Soundboard Nikki, you know what, man? You got yourself a tiger by the tail with your new show.
God, it was so much fun to listen to it. I really couldn't believe it.
So explain the show.
Okay. It's called Mostly False.
Yeah.
Right? So what Nick does is he goes on to the internet and he finds these oddball, interesting stories and he talks about them with Mike or another guest. And... you got to guess whether it's true or false. Now, on the surface, it sounds really simple.
Yeah, it's funny in the sense that you think, okay, it's going to be true or false. But there's other options. There's mostly true, mostly false.
Right.
True, false, and what was the other one that we had? Scam.
Unproven.
Unproven.
Unproven scam. And scam.
So, yeah.
So, I thought it was really cool.
It's like a game show that he plays with his guests.
Yes.
And it's hilarious because the tone of it is very PBS. And then all of a sudden he'll be like, oh, shit.
Yes. That's, it's really PBS. This is a lovely show. We're going to have a lot of fun today with our guests. This is we're going to do Snopes. And
it doesn't matter who you are. He doesn't change. Because I'm there going, let's play the game. Let's play the game. Let's play the game. Let's play the game. I want to play the game. And he's like, all right, here we go. And our first topic today is it's adorable.
Oh,
I think
great.
It's really great. So if you get a chance to check it out. It's called Mostly False with Nick Dolinsky, the best name in the biz, I might add.
It is a great name, isn't it? Nick Dolinsky.
Fucking guy's got, he sounds like a hard-boiled gumshoe detective, right?
He does, yeah. Like a whole, like a Mickey Spillane kind of character, yeah.
Yeah, like Mickey Spillane was okay, but Nick Dolinsky would have worked.
Nick Dolinsky is a guy that like could pick you up and throw you like a dart. He's like it's almost like a Polish Jack Reacher.
Yeah, right? Everything's like a everything's like a hardcore street metaphor to him.
Yeah,
the street was like Big Nicky. Big Nicky.
Big Nicky Dolinsky.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. So check it out. Mostly False. All right, so you do a show with a guy called The Awakener, right?
I do.
And you know that I love this guy. By the way, the show is fucking great.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's a fucking great show. His knowledge of history, like I'm going to tell you stuff if you listen to The Awakener that you don't know about him. He's not just a history buff and a political mind. He's well educated in that regard.
He is
like,
indeed.
Well, just a second, dude. Hold on a second. He called me a garbage. I had to pause, and he called me a garbage picker.
I know.
Hold on. I'll just put his mic up. He can do this. There we go.
There's
The Awakener. Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. I'm trying so hard to set this up so that I can use it later. It's okay. You can do another Awakener at another time. We'll do that. I was trying to make it so that he could take this and use it later on, like at the same time.
Yes.
As an Awakener release. So I was just trying to make it, like set it all up and then.
So Mike, you do half the work.
Yeah. So what's that?
So you could do half the work.
Yeah, and actually, I am, because I'm only going to release it as a Marawanderer.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, with the title QAnon and Awakener in it, you bully talker. Listen, we got to a place on this show, The Awakener, just this week where you guys were talking about QAnon. And I don't know if this is coincidental or if you saw this coming, but it's blown up. Your show has blown up on YouTube. The downloads are huge on it because... Well, I mean, Brian, you tell me what happened with QAnon and what QAnon is, and then I'm going to ask I'm going to ask you guys to take it away and explain to us overall what you're theorizing has happened and what your breakthrough theory is, because it's pretty big. You know what I mean? Like it's
neat.
Yeah,
I like to use the word neat.
That's how I just described QAnon off the air.
Yeah.
I think it's entertaining and it makes me dig deeper because I'm not as knowledgeable, certainly, as you guys are. You know what I mean? So it makes me look a little bit deeper.
Well, the thing about QAnon is this, right? It's alleged that it's an operation from within the White House that's feeding information to the electorate, letting them know that there are problems within Washington that involve a deep state that's been run for the past 40 years by this new world order, starting back with George H.W. Bush and maybe even further back. So you look at it two ways. One, some people look at it like QAnon is real and what I just gave you as information is true. Mm-hmm. Other people look at it like this is fun. There's a spot I can go and see a whole bunch of news articles and I watch people put up information in code and I get to try and decode it. And you've got all these people breaking it down. So it's like a giant crossword puzzle of political information.
I was going to say it actually builds a community of people who can talk with one another about it, right?
Yes. There's one drawback though. And for some reason they equate this QAnon thing with racists and bigots and Nazis. And I've seen none of that. I see a lot of articles going up. I see a lot of videos going up. I see some funny stuff printed in code. I've never seen anything racist or bigoted up there. So I think a lot of people sort of stay quiet about it because they don't want to be associated with something that they're not. Right. So even for me, I read the QAnon stuff, but I don't direct people to it very often other than to when I'm on the show with The Awakener, when you and I talk about it for shits and giggles on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Awakener, tell me, where did this? So now QAnon disappears about what, 90 days ago or so?
93 days ago.
Out of the blue, just says goodbye or anything?
Well, no, there's a long story behind that.
Okay.
Do you want me to
tell me that story? Yeah. Why did QAnon go away?
So, the theory is that the government or deep state wanted to take it down. So there was a mass shooting that happened probably about, 4 months ago. And then what happened was this guy, after he did the shooting, randomly released his manifesto on 8chan. right? And 8chan is the board that where QAnon was. So then it gave them, well, like, you know, all these crazy people are on 8chan. Let's take down 8chan. So then 8chan got taken down. And when 8chan got taken down, QAnon kind of disappeared, right?
Okay.
So there's a lot of people theorizing that the, obviously not the shooting was set up, but I'm saying they used the shooting to kind of release it.
As an excuse to say, we got to take this whole thing down.
This is a perfect opportunity to silence QAnon or Q. So let's get somebody to release a fake manifesto.
Who takes it down, by the way? The authorities?
Well,
that's just it. I don't know who forced 8chan down.
But the thing is, it went crazy, right? Because they used that manifesto to try to link that, like,
this is a crazed agent, site.
Yeah, to say that racist and white supremacists and Nazis and all these crazy people are on 8chan, therefore let's silence 8chan.
Okay, I understand.
And before and they were on 4chan, and then they're on Reddit and everywhere.
I was going to say, it sounds like Reddit to me. Okay, so now back to my question. Who shut it down then? Was it the government? And who at the government? What level would that be?
Oof. I
or did 8chan just decide to take it down?
There was hearings with the 8chan leader.
Okay.
I don't think it, I think it was just shut down because of the sensitivity involved of that manifesto and stuff, right? Because people don't want to be an asshole, right? Like,
right.
You know, that, like, that's something that's very, like, you know.
So he took
it's
it
down. It's a sad event, right?
He volunteered to take it down as well.
Well, I think it was taken down, yeah.
Yeah, it's there's a quote here, New York Times, though. I mean, it says, shut the site down, says the creator of 8chan. So.
He shut it down.
Yeah, he was involved in shutting it down. Okay. So it's kind of interesting, but.
Hmm.
But then, you know, with all that's gone
I know that sounds like minutia, but, like, if something so powerful is being distributed through 8chan and then it's gone and they took it down, who are they? You know, who are they?
Well, that's just it.
Well, that asks your question why Google, Twitter, all these big tech companies like Facebook are censoring a certain type of news right now where they don't want certain kind of information to come out.
Okay, so now...
It's a whole system.
90 days later, QAnon arrives back on the scene. Where is that happening?
It's on a different site.
What called site?
8kun.
8kun.
Yeah.
And how did you know that it was there?
There'd been some information floating around online for a little while. A lot of people can't access the site yet for some reason, that they've got to go through different browsers to get there.
So if I try to dial up 8, and how do you spell that?
I think it's K-U-H-N. I can't remember.
The number 8?
Yes. Yes, the number 8. So they were going to put it up there, and over the past couple of days, QAnon has returned, posted some test posts, and then a couple of Twitter posts, and then another post of a Old Glory waving in the wind.
It's 8 C-H-U-N?
K, I think.
K-H-U-N?
K-U-H-N, I think.
K-U.
8kun, maybe not. I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I just saw it the other day.
Oh, access forbidden. Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to do some more research on that. But that's where they're getting the information from. And there are followers of QAnon and that are quite, you know, they spend a lot of time on the internet. You can find them on YouTube, guys like Praying Medic and a guy named Stroppy Me in Australia. So, you know, hey, shout out to you guys, by the way, Praying Medic and Strappy Me. We should give you a nice little shout out. You guys do great work. Thanks for putting up your videos, because I do watch them, and they help us decode Q a little bit.
Okay, so now Q is back. What's the most recent stuff that you've been seeing over the last few days being posted by Q that is of QAnon that is of interest to you?
Nothing really. There were a couple of Twitter posts that were posted that he was forwarding from one of them from a guy named Wyatt. Who was asserting some information that he had speculated on earlier. And basically the message was, holy shit, it's really happening. Trump is going to disassemble the deep state.
Okay.
Right. But then something happened the other night.
Okay. By the way, visit theawakener.ca and subscribe to the podcast, The Awakener, because I can only scratch the surface, guys. You know the deal, right?
It's so complicated.
Yeah, you have to...
endless joints. You just have to smoke endless joints.
You have to do that and dive deep. Like what I did Yesterday, there was 4 episodes released. One of them, by the way, reaches out to listeners of that show to come and be guests. I thought that was kind of cool because Awakener is, not to me anymore, anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually get to meet the Awakener, who's now got this wild popularity, holy shit, it's a cool opportunity. But I listened back-to-back all 4 episodes yesterday. And I had a feeling that QAnon was going to light because I hadn't heard that it was back. I was a little shocked when I was looking at the sheets for what shows you guys had done to see the title QAnon is back.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've cleared it up for me, I'll recommend you check out The Awakener because this would have been all made clear to me had I have listened to these episodes earlier. You know, if I had known this information, I would have been more on top of it. So I'll recommend you check it out. Both these guys on it. Okay, so now something new happened?
Well, Trump had a speech last night. And earlier today, before we got on the show, I got a phone call from The Awakener. And at this point, I'm going to just turn the mic over to him and let him deliver the information that he gave me that kind of bowled me over.
So what happened, man?
No, okay, so when he first started to run for office, he would sound mostly like a normal person with a conspiracy here and a conspiracy there.
Who we're talking about? Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Okay. Right. So, because what he's doing is pulling off the Band-Aid, right? And he's not ripping it off so everybody's like freak out. Oh, there is a global order to control humanity, one world government, etc. So what he's doing is pulling back very slowly, and he said some things in numbers, which says like, oh, I'm going to stick around for a while, right? So
right,
you know, when we're done with these people in 5. And then 9, 13, and then he paused and he said, and 17. So if you uncode those numbers, well, 5 is legitimate because 5 is, he's going to be around for 5 more years.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, he's really obviously the Constitution, he's not going to be around for longer than 5 years. So the other numbers are kind of, they don't mean anything. You see what I'm saying? But they do mean something because those numbers basically say, I'm Q.
How did they say that?
Well, 9 is I.
Okay.
Right? 13 is M.
Okay.
And 17 is Q.
I'm Q.
What are the odds?
Okay. So now you let's talk.
I'm just saying because the internet's basically.
For those that are listening and wondered what that big thud was, it was Mike's mic falling into his lap.
It actually almost cut the tip of my nose off.
Yeah. That's.
It was biting my nose. Okay. So now I have some questions. Does it make sense to you that it could be Trump, by the way, Awakener?
Well, a Q is basically, if you summarize the whole thing, Q is basically...
It's a clearance code,
It's a military secret operation to expose evil, what I would consider on my webpage, I talk about what's called the New World Order, which is this movement that has existed for hundreds of years to create one world government and control all humanity. And it's unelected. It's not for good. It's not for like, oh yeah, like this is going to be awesome. We're going to have democracy. This is no, we run the planet. We'll tell you how to live your life. This is not for good.
Right.
So.
But Q represents also the highest level of a security clearance. That's what Mike was saying.
Right. What I'm basically theorizing is that obviously something was going on really bad in the previous administration. And this is being run by military intelligence. And Trump is part of it too, basically. Unearth this because the world needs to know.
Okay. So now does it make sense to you that it's Trump?
Yeah. I mean, Trump is kind of the one who, I mean, it's, to be honest with you, it's actually a bunch of people. Q is not just one person,
but it's
opinion.
The Trump camp.
It's the Trump camp being led by Trump, but there's a lot of people inside the various intelligence agencies and people we know that have been on the news that have kind of stepped out at different places that are part of this. I don't want to call it regime change. I want to call it, people don't understand that all the wars that have happened in the last 50 years have been done for a purpose and they've lied about them, like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So this is basically a changing of the guard from people who have caused global war on purpose and overthrown governments to more of America just wants to be America. Like, leave us alone. We're not going to overthrow governments anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't have an agenda to basically overthrow governments around
there
the world.
There is some evidence of that being true, huh? Like, well, they're not, this government, like, if I'm not a Trump guy, to be honest with you, and I think it's because I just don't like him as a guy. He's brash and
too much like you?
Why? Okay, listen, just for the record, just have a little look at yourself, and then I want you to look up Roger Stone. Okay, prick.
Uh huh.
So
you're not brash.
I don't believe that I am.
Oh no.
Give me one example of me being brash ever. There, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Nice try.
There isn't a door you won't walk into if it's unlocked, man. You know damn well that if you have a chance to walk in and talk to somebody about something, you're going to go in.
Is that brash? Is that brash?
Sure, it's brash.
Okay.
Then brash is when you walk in.
Maybe that's why I don't like him. Okay?
Because he's too much like you.
Fuck off to start with, all right?
I'm just telling you.
Roger Stone?
Let's see. You guys
give me Roger Stone.
You're almost the same color.
As what? Donald Trump?
Yeah, you got that orange tinge.
The truth is, I would probably kill for just a little bit of that hair. You know, yeah, at this point, I know it's wispy and it might be made of cotton candy, but I would take it for an afternoon just to see how it went.
It's all his. It's all his.
Has he ever tipped anybody off? Okay, so my point was, even though I don't like him, I noticed there hasn't been a lot of terrorism since he's been president.
Nope.
And, North Korea's coming to the table. ISIS is gone.
Yeah.
There's more peace with
don't
other
get
nations.
Too Trumpy, because then people will turn against you.
I'm not trying to be too Trumpy. No, yeah. I'm just trying to state what actually legitimate facts.
It seems like money's
true, though, right?
Up.
Right. And the whole media.
Right.
Well, did you see the video where the ABC News uploaded a fake video? They were caught doing that, where the Kurds and the Turks were fighting.
Yeah. And they
uploaded a gun range video, and then they edited it to make it darker, and they took all the people out of it. Then they uploaded it, and they said, oh, Trump was the one who caused this. All this war in Syria, and people are being slaughtered.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't even, yeah.
You know what gets me about this? I'm going to have a head explosion for a second, right?
Here we go.
This kind of shit that happens when people smoke weed and they watch the news and they go, holy fuck, things are blowing up. And then a day later, somebody goes, nah, I was just a news outlet messing with you, right? It's not helping people.
No.
Right? Everyone's paranoid.
The other thing is, like, did you hear what happened to ABC yesterday? We'll come back to all of this.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
ABC gets caught admitting that they had a story. Hey, I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
Gets caught admitting that they have a story. Come on in, man. Come on right in.
We ordered a pizza.
Hey, yeah, this is all good. Just hang with us.
We're not supposed to have pizza in the studio.
Yeah, it's all right.
But anyway, so what happened was ABC, as Mike was alluding to, they put up a video, it was Project Veritas that came across a hot mic and an NBC news person, talking head, presenter, whatever you want to call her, journalist, if that. And she was complaining that the network had spiked her story on Jeffrey Epstein from 3 years ago. And I think she said something to the effect of, we had everything. We had Clinton and the whole bit. So it seems kind of strange to me that that broke the way that it did. I didn't expect it. I don't know about you, Awakener. Did you at any time sort of expect something like this to come out of a major network where somebody saying that a major story,
like they about, spiked a major story about
a child molester.
I hate to break it to the listeners. Well, this is my opinion, but the secret's out as to how the way the world is working. And it's just, the more as we go along in time, I think there's going to be more divulging of how things actually really work.
Oh, it's weird, man.
It's a crazy time to be alive, because the internet, in my opinion, has completely gotten away from these people. The mainstream media is obviously a controlled narrative.
Sorry, Mike's having a pizza.
Did you finish my story?
I did.
So they got caught with the Epstein thing. You said that?
Yeah.
They knew the story?
Yeah, yeah. They spiked the story.
Do you know why they didn't do it?
Okay, so now here's...
Apparently they got pressure from I was going to say the Queen.
Royal family, yeah.
The royal family.
Royal family, that's the news.
100%, yeah. They wanted the exclusive with the royal couple. So you tell me. Yeah.
Well, no, it's, again, this goes back to what I said earlier about the numbers that the Awakener was talking about, the 9, the 13, the 17, right? After a while, there are no more coincidences. Like I said the other day, how many coincidences does it take to make something not a coincidence? Right? There's a mathematical equation for everything on the planet.
Is there one
coincidence
for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, like for example, like when, add to this, right? Sports team goes and visits the White House. Why Trump's president number 45, right? So they usually give him 45. So why do they give Trump number 17? and 17 is Q. Oh,
I didn't know that they gave him 17.
Not recently. There was a team, I can't remember the exact team, a year and a half ago, that gave him a few shirts with the number 17.
No kidding.
Purposefully?
Yeah. And usually they always give 45, like Obama's 44 shirts. Yeah, but
were they like, we're giving you this because it equals the code Q?
No, I guess he asked for the number 17 on his thing.
See, now look, now you see the silence? This is what I mean about coincidence.
See, the thing is, it makes people think, because there's more at play than what we understand. Because, in my opinion, Trump is not, he wants to reveal the whole shabam to everybody, but he can't because it would freak people out.
All right, so now, what is the consequence? What is the net result of it being, let's say that it is Trump, Q, and it's the Trump camp.
Well,
what kind of impact does that have on knowing that?
Well, the consequence is exactly what he said in his numbers, right? When he said, the first thing he said was, when we're done with these people in five, so five is legitimate time that he's left in office, but his movement is about the awakening to political left and right are both in on the same lie, which is this UN global agenda to overthrow governments and create one world government. So the 9, the 13, the 17 have no bearing to anything related to his presidency because he's done in 5 years. But the reason the whole movement will continue on after he's done is because 9, 13, and 17 means I'm Q.
So you think
the movement,
you think that his code is so Sudoku,
right? No,
that it means both?
The awakening is going to be so big that people are going to recognize the evil politicians and not vote for these people who have this one world government agenda. Do you see what I'm saying? Because of what he did.
I understand. He's Q. Okay.
I need to smoke weed.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave the studio. You guys do an Awakeners and I'm going to listen in because, I find it intriguing. Of course, I think that I don't like to give Trump the kind of credit that he could actually be a good enough speaker to encode stuff in his,
But he's not doing it though. He's having high level military intelligence do it for him. Like this is an operation.
What?
Well, this is an operation that he's enacting. He's the face of it, but he's having people who are high level military intelligence advise him to do this. It's an operation. It's like Obama had
so somebody advised
CIA.
Him to put out there that he's Q.
No, well that's what.
Why would he do it? That's my question.
Because he's eventually revealing the Band-Aid. The Band-Aid is that people will no longer believe the New World Order.
So this was
media.
Just a little more tug on
this
the Band-Aid.
This is a little more tug on the Band-Aid to eventual, when he's done, like what he's saying, when I'm done in office, when we're done in 5 years, that people will no longer vote for this evil because people will understand the way the world works.
Or he's trolling. He's just being a troll.
I don't think he's smart enough to troll.
Oh, I do.
I mean, he trolls about people's looks and about... You know, dumb shit.
Look, here's the thing. You and I both know people that deal in like large scale real estate development.
Yeah.
Right.
They're slime balls. What?
Right. Right. They're great people. They're our friends, lots of them.
Oh, I would never want to deal with them.
But you wouldn't ever want to deal with them. Why? Because they'll troll you. They'll just keep you tied up in litigation. They just own you. They'll just squeeze you like a pimple. That's the thing about Trump. I don't think he cares about anything except squeezing people like a pimple. There's a blemish here. I should squeeze that a little bit more.
He does.
More,
I do think he picks at everybody's scabs.
Right. So I think that's why I'm saying maybe he's trolling the Justice Committee. Maybe he's trolling Adam Schiff, Pelosi.
Oh,
who
I had one other question. Has he ever revealed previous to this in your minds that he might be part of the Q movement?
He said in his speeches that the whole system is rigged. My campaign is a threat. And this is the last. This is not a four-year election. This is basically we're at a crossroads of the future of our civilization, and these people will stop at nothing to get rid of him because he is the biggest threat.
What convinced me was one post that somebody, one of the anons, had asked, you know, prove that you're connected to the White House and Trump, and the post came back tippy top shape. Kind of seems silly. Then that evening on the news, there was Donald Trump. With a little clip, it was Easter, and he said, everything around here is in tip-top shape. In fact, around here, we say tippy-top shape. And that was when I went, there's something going on. Because the timestamp was before what Trump had said. And I just went, okay, that's just too weird. So then I started to follow it more, right? I'm not saying it's real, I'm just saying I'm following it because it's entertaining, and there's information there that... You can read.
All right. Speaking of entertaining, check it out. It's The Awakener, and we also...
Theawakener.ca.
And Theawakener.ca. So check out The Awakener podcast, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, Theawakener.ca. Has all kinds of info updated all the time. Thanks, Awakener. I appreciate this.
Thanks for coming, brother.
And we'll encourage you to subscribe to this show because we have guests like The Awakener. He is fucking unhinged with passion at the moment. And so I'll get out of the studio. You guys can do one. And I'll encourage you to listen to that episode talking about who Trump is. Thanks for giving us the scoop. I appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you.
Subscribe, tell a friend, Marijuana Wanderers.